Welcome to the UAW Local 1050 podcast. Today is March 2nd, 2020, and we have the fifth edition of the negotiation going on right now. We'll turn it over to Don Moan and let him present you with the facts here.
All right, Ty. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right. Well, we're back at the hall. As I said to you with the last podcast, wanted to have an opportunity to speak with the executive board. Have done that. So I know the company's leaked some of that stuff in the plant, so I understand why they want to. They're trying to sell it. I get it. But it's our job to try to tell you the facts on it as well. So to let you know that our entire bargaining committee, along with the executive board, have unanimously rejected this concessionary last best and final offer by this corporate greed crap that they presented. Our retirees and current members of Local 1050 will not stand for a concessionary contract. The company continues to waste money on company splits, name changes, having a revolving door of CEOs with huge compensation packages, and fairly recently completed transactions of close to $1 billion in stock buybacks, not to mention the huge corporate tax breaks that the company received from the Trump corporate tax breaks. I'd like to recap a little history of our corporation since 2016 for the past 4 years. Marconic split from Alcoa in November 1st, 2016. At that time, CEO Klaus Kleinfeld was abruptly asked to resign in April of 2017. And then in April of 2017, Arconic named David Hess as the acting CEO, as the interim until a search was made for a permanent one, which was January of 2018. Arconic announced Chip Blankenship as the new CEO. And then about a year ago, February 2019, Arconic announced the ousting and paid off Chip Blankenship to replace him with the current CEO, John Plant, as the fourth CEO in less than 3 years. And then another split was announced by the company. So last week, on the 25th of February, Arconic announced the new Howmet Aerospace CEO would be John Plant and Toga Ol as the co-CEOs effective April 1st at the legal split. So I'm sure they took their compensation and split it in half, right? Sarcasm. The revenue out of our Cleveland operations exceeds record pace of $2.4 million per day. That's nothing to shake a stick at. It's a record revenue that we've had. The company has proposed to eliminate all legacy costs by attacking retirees and pensions by throwing some cash at our members and in order to save them millions of dollars while lining the pockets of all corporate leadership throughout this corporation and raping the membership and doing so with a smile. So I'm sure that the company will have an informational meeting of their own to spin their version of why they just want to pay you a wage and wage only to work here and no more benefits whatsoever while attacking the most vulnerable of our forefathers, the retirees, that paved the way for all of the benefits that they fought so hard for in order to give us all the dignity of providing for our families. We have all the company's last, best, and final offer proposals on the website for your knowledge and disappointing realities that the company is trying to divide and conquer this entire membership by imploding over 1,400 retirees and active members by dangling a carrot in front of our noses in order to attempt putting all of us on the same playing field. The bargaining committee has numerous proposals still on the table, as some address the two-tier benefit package that exists in our plant by proposing that members hired after 2009 have a package that they can look forward to when they retire. The company is banking on everyone to accept an additional amount of money over the next 4 years before taxes in order to end all benefits that we have enjoyed over the past 70 years. The company tried these same tactics the last time we negotiated in 2017, and we rejected their last best and final offer after bringing their concessionary contract back to the membership to vote down. We then were successful in getting all employees on the same medical plan with the same rates for all. And then the company tried doing that again with the Steelworkers Master Agreement again and some other various plans as well, throwing some concessionary things on the table for them to try to take back to their plant and vote on, and they were successful in fending that off as well. So we do currently have a contract extension that we signed off on until March 5th, Thursday, the day after the membership meeting and vote, which is March 4th. Again, please attend the Wednesday meeting that we're having to explain in more detail of this concessionary contract. The company is banking on selling by attacking active and retirees along with any chance of future gains in negotiations. And we do have three separate meetings scheduled to accommodate all three shifts in order to address all questions. This is nothing but corporate greed at its highest level. I mean, that's what this is. They're presenting eye candy for the business to be sold or bought. The company shoved these takeaways to all the salary employees last April by unilaterally implementing their eliminating their retiree health care and freezing all their pensions in order to look more appealing on the trading block. But remember, salary employees don't have a vote. We do. And if you don't remember anything else, remember this. They have the dough. We have the no. Thank you for listening. Wish I had better news to tell you, but unfortunately, they're trying to play us with money. And we'll see you Wednesday at the meeting at UAW Local 1250, which is the Brook Park Ford Hall right off 71 and Snow Road.
All right, this concludes the Local 1050 podcast. And as Don said, don't forget to vote on Wednesday at the Ford Brook Park Hall. Thank you and have a great day.